Today is Monday, April 15th, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and The Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. It is no secret how much I love my three dogs and how I would do anything for them, including take them to the vet literally anytime they might have the slightest complaint, which is why pet insurance has been the best investment I've made as a pet owner. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard warned on Friday that they were preparing to strike Israel in retaliation for their recent hit on the consulate building in Syria. Their first move came early Saturday morning in the form of seizing an Israeli-affiliated cargo ship near the Strait of Hormuz. And by Israel-affiliated, they mean a ship operated by a company that's owned by an Israeli billionaire. 25 crew members were on the ship, though according to the White House National Security Council, they were not Israeli nationals. The crew was reportedly made up of Indian, Filipino, Pakistani, Russian, and Estonian nationals, in case you're wondering how much of a threat Iran is to the globe. Then on Saturday evening, the IRGC began a massive barrage of approximately 350 strikes against Israel, the vast majority of which were intercepted by missile defenses by Israel, the U.S., Jordan, and Saudi air forces. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reportedly planned to respond, though President Biden supposedly talked him down over a phone call over the weekend, for the sake of avoiding a wider regional escalation. He reportedly told Netanyahu that the U.S. would not support a counterattack. While Israel has not backed off from their intention to respond in some way, they say that they will respond, quote, at a time and manner of their choosing, though they have not yet made a decision. For their part, the IRGC said after the attack that, quote, the matter can be deemed concluded. The Biden administration announced on Friday that another $7.4 billion in student loans has been forgiven for over 275,000 borrowers. This round of loan cancellation is thanks to the administration's SAVE repayment plan, which ties monthly loan payments to earnings and family size. Under this program, individuals who borrowed less than $12,000 will have their debt canceled after 10 years of repayments, as opposed to the normal 20 to 25-year period under most income-driven repayment programs. Another group of borrowers, including public servants and those who have been paying their loans for over 20 to 25 years, will have their balances forgiven through a temporary waiver that the administration unveiled 2 years ago, known as the IDR adjustment. This adjusts loan balances as a way to rectify inconsistencies in how student loan servicers have treated and tracked repayments over the past several decades. If you're one of those 275,000 borrowers, you will get the best email ever from the Department of Education letting you know. Speaking of owing money to the government, today is tax day. This is both a reminder and a story after the IRS revealed a new feature as part of its Direct File pilot program, which allows Americans to file their taxes for free. As of now, the pilot program has only been fully open for some taxpayers in 12 states, primarily for people with simple tax returns such as W-2 wages, Social Security retirement income, unemployment earnings, and interest of $1,500 or less, which could actually cover a third of federal income tax returns this year. TurboTax is shaking in its accounting spreadsheet. Next, we have some state-specific headlines. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill on Thursday that bans local governments from requiring heat and water breaks for outdoor workers. Yes, in Florida, right before the summer. This new law came up in direct response to the fact that Miami-Dade County had tried to pass requirements that construction, farm, and other outdoor workers be provided shade and water. But now, not only can Miami not require these, but neither can any part of Florida. It's giving Qatar building their World Cup stadium. Down in Arizona, Governor Katie Hobbs has just signed a very different type of legislation. Arizona House Bill 2040, also known as the Taylor Swift Act, prohibits individuals and entities from using automated software, aka bots, in order to purchase large numbers of event tickets or access presale codes, thus locking out regular consumers who just want to see their favorite musical artist. The new legislation authorizes Arizona's Attorney General to investigate these practices as a form of consumer fraud. We can all agree, way more consequential than the election fraud going on down there. Over 150 cancer diagnoses amongst alumni of North Carolina State University have potentially been linked to their attendance at a particular university building known as Poe Hall, the name pretty on the nose. Likely carcinogenic chemicals known as PCBs, as well as lead and asbestos, were detected in the building last fall, which led the school to close the building and do further testing. However, that building had apparently already been tested and found positive for PCBs in 2018, during a renovation project at a level that's 340 times more than what the EPA considers to be hazardous special waste. Sounds like a constructive classroom environment. The school says that they have not been officially collecting health data, but that over 150 cases of cancer have been reported by people who attended classes at Poe Hall. See, requiring attendance can be hazardous to one's health. And finally, today is the start of Donald Trump's first criminal trial for his attempt to sway the 2016 election by paying off Stormy Daniels to hide their sexual encounter. Another historic day to be an American. Thank you for listening to the morning announcements, and thanks again to our partner, ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.